Episode 176, Get Your Sweat On.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Oh, guess what? It's time to get hot. It's time to get down. It's time to get your sweat on. It's Motivation Inspiration Day. Yes, it is. And I'm telling you, you are hot and you're going to be hotter. Yes, you are. Okay, I just, real quick though, we got to get the hellos out of there, out of the way, you know, so we can really get our chat on. Hey, welcome to the family. I'm so glad you're here. Seriously, I am. Sometimes, you know, when I record this, it's kind of fun. I am going to do a behind-the-scenes recording. I think it would be hilarious. I should get my son to record on that. Maybe I'll work on that this weekend. Anyway, side note, total side note, I try to do as little bit of editing as possible because I really believe that this is our time to chat. I want you to feel as if, well, yeah, you're right here with me because I am thinking 100%, okay, actually more like 125% of you when I do this. And I believe that you're right here with me. I want to help you. I want to serve you. I want to love you right where you're at. So if you're sitting here going, you know what, Christiane, you say the same thing over and over again. I really don't mean to, but know that it really does come from the heart. And it would be as if you're walking right up to my door and I'm saying, hey, it's so good to see you, because it really is. So are you ready to get your mojo on today? It's time to get it on. Thank you so much for being a part of this wonderful family. Our community's growing. You are blessing me. And I am just so humbled by it. I'm excited that this podcast is reaching around the world. Know I am praying for you. Know that I'm loving you right where you're at and that I am here to serve you. So, hey, you know where to find me, createyournow.com. Come on over and chat with me. We are working on some good surprises. It's really fun. It's really kind of crazy, but it's a lot of fun too. So, yeah, did I say fun like twice? Yeah, it is. It's fun squared. That is my life. Whoop, whoop, raise the ceiling. Okay, maybe I got a little bit too much sweat on before I did this recording, but are you feeling like a clown, dressing up in crazy outfits, trying to make everyone happy, but what you see is that sad, frowny clown who is trying to do it all with no hope for smiles? You know, I just want to look at, it reminds me of a picture of my number three, and she's so adorable. Is in her dancing days, and we were taking children's pictures, and she has this look. I will do my best to post this picture because it is absolutely precious. And the thing is, you know, when we want to have those family pictures done, especially of the kids, and a lot of times I would do them just with the children to keep them, you know, to keep the ages and whatnot. You know, for me and dad, well, you know, who cares about mom and dad, right? Really? We don't change. I would do kind of a portrait with us maybe once every 2 or 3 years. Now, of course, the more the children came, the more pictures that we had of us. But that's a whole nother podcast for another time. But this picture of her, okay, being the crazy clown, she wasn't a crazy clown, but she was determined, okay? And I use the word determined instead of being stubborn. She was determined. She had her arms folded. She was probably, oh gosh, I don't think she wasn't even three. She's about three or going to turn three. She had her arms crossed and had this look of, you are not going to make me do this. Yeah. Don't you feel sometimes you get caught in that? You're trying to dress up, trying to make everybody happy, right? Wanting those smiles, but all you get are those frowns. And they just look at you like, I'm not doing anything, no matter what you do, no matter how you bribe me. Well, you know, you have a really rough job. Being a mom is stressful. Being a woman is stressful. I mean, I look at my girls who are now growing up, and praise the Lord, I was blessed with two girls and three boys. So I look at my girls, and I see, because our oldest is a girl, and our number three is a girl. So we've got girl, boy, boy. And we kind of had a pattern going there, but not the last one. Anyway, so we have this whole thing, and I look at my girls, and I'm thinking, man, already sometimes you're stressing over things. And I try to relieve the stress, but moms, you are. It's stressful. You have a tough job. Plus, you're trying to handle all those domestic beauties. See, I like to call them that, right? Remember? The housework, the laundry, all that jazz, the domestic beauties. Yes. With the bills and the demands of the third parties. And you're like, what's third parties? The third parties are what? People who stress you out even more, but they're not your friends and family. You know, they're the quote unquote third parties, the ones that deal with the bills, the ones at the bank that they want more of your money, all that jazz, right? People who want more of your time, not just of your money. Can you volunteer here? Can you do this there? Can you serve here? What about this there too, right? Well, today I want to encourage you to get your sweat on. Yes, literally, I want you to get your sweat on. Okay, now I tell you that because it really does help. It totally does, okay? I don't want you to worry about the way you're going to look, but the idea is I want you to get hot. I do. Because you see, there's something about it raising that energy within you, being able to release it, okay? Does the body good. It does the mind good, and it ultimately does the spirit good. The benefits of what I call sweet sweat is huge. Now, I got to tell you a little joke here. Well, it really isn't a joke. It's more of a sidebar here in how I saw sweat as sweet. You see, when I was growing up, I would see sweet and I would spell it as sweat. But I love sweet things too. So no matter if I was looking at the word sweet or whether I was looking at the word sweat, it was still sweet or sweat. So if you want to think about it, go get your sweet sweat on. Okay? Say that fast 3 or 4 times. Yeah. Seriously, I want you to go and I want you to take care of you and get your sweet sweat on. It's time to go out and walk. Okay? And don't just walk and lollygag. Okay? Pick up a pace a little bit, okay? Put on some jazzy, funky music, some rock and roll, something that's going to just get you going, right? Rev your motors and get moving. And I'm not saying doing it for hours upon hours. No, go out, walk 10 minutes away from your house and walk 10 minutes back. Seriously, go get your sweet sweat on. You can do this. I believe in you. Because you see, it is. Life sometimes is like dressing up like a clown. We're trying to make everybody happy. And dag nabbit, we're the ones throwing the temper tantrums. So stop throwing temper tantrums, right? Go out and say, you know what? I'm going to throw away these clown costumes. They're not working for me. I'm going to go get my sweat on. Because when you do that, I'm telling you, it will. It will get the endorphins pumping. You will get your blood moving. You will clear your mind. Okay? And you'll feel so much better. So go out. Go do that. Go get your sweet sweat on. I love you so very much. Go make it an incredible day. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.